Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Let's go back then to the UK housing market, which does seem to be now undergoing a correction. Nationwide reported that 1.4% drop in house prices in November. Annual prices, though, decelerated pretty sharply too, 4.4% from 7.2% in October. Joining us now to discuss is Lucien Cook, who is head of residential research for the estate agent Savills. Welcome to the programme. Thanks for being with us in person, Lucien.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, what is your reaction then to the speed and the scale of this house price drop? It really does seem to have snowballed in just 2 months.
Yeah, well, I think we've seen a very rapid change in market conditions. We shouldn't forget that the price falls that we've seen over the course of the last 2 months come off the back of a period of surprisingly strong house price growth. Of course, that house price growth was driven by a number of factors, the race for space, what looks now like a very generous stamp duty holiday acted as a catalyst, but I don't think we would have seen nearly as much of that growth had we not been in such a low interest rate environment. And of course, it's that change in the interest rate environment which is really behind the change in market conditions. We see a squeeze on affordability, particularly at the point of purchase, higher costs for those coming to the end of their fixed rate mortgage, which is really behind, you know, what is a pretty rapid change in market conditions.
So how does that all feed into your expectations around house prices? We have the team here at Bloomberg Economics. The expectation is you're going to see a drop of about 10% in the coming year. Does that align with your view? Is it looking worse than that or not quite as bad?
Well, surprisingly, it's pretty much bang on with where we are. We're forecasting that prices next year across the UK as a whole will fall by 10%. There will be some variation around that. The top end of the market, which is less reliant on mortgage debt, probably insulated from the worst of those house price falls. I think that, though, is likely to occur against a relatively low transaction market. So a normal transactions would be about 1.2 million a year in the UK housing market. We think those could fall back to something like 900,000. And I think what perhaps separates this from some previous downturns in the housing market is that this isn't likely to be accompanied by a big increase in forced sales. It's more likely to be driven by constraints on the amount of mortgage debt people are able to get or are comfortable in taking out. And the reason I don't think we see forced sales is this strong employment market. It is the extent to which people have been on fixed rate mortgages, albeit that some of those will be coming to an end. And it's also the fact that we shouldn't forget the Bank of England had this very rigorous stress testing on affordability up until August. And that meant that they'd already, if you like, factored in the fact that households shouldn't be taking on too much mortgage debt. They checked to see whether or not they could stomach a 300 basis point increase in interest rates prior to August. And I think that, again, just limits the risk of people being wholesale unable to meet their existing mortgage commitments.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I remember with my own mortgage when, you know, they did put on the table what would happen if you got to 5 or 6%. I mean, it seemed outlandish at that time, now quite real. So then let me add to this. I mean, that is also the one exception that Bloomberg Economics talks about, that actually the gap between house prices and fundamentals could be closer to 20%, but it's the labour market that's going to help sort of avoid that or prevent that from becoming a reality. Look, what does this mean then, Lucy? And I'd be interested in your view in terms of the government. Already Rishi Sunak has had to pull this idea of mandatory building of 300,000 homes a year because the MPs won't back it. I mean, what does the government do in all of this, given that going into this crisis, they gave, some would say, quite an unwise boost to the housing market, as you mentioned?
Yeah, I think the difficulty you had with that stamp duty holiday, which in hindsight looks as incredibly generous as the foresight of the Bank of England with that mortgage regulation looks visionary now, when at the time we thought it was draconian, was as soon as they mentioned the possibility of a stamp duty holiday, their hands were tied. Had they not come good on that, they would have stalled the market, essentially. So as soon as they announced it was a possibility, they almost had to follow through with it. I mean, I would be incredibly surprised, given the giveaway that we've already seen around stamp duty, the fact that in the last budget that now is time limited, that they will do do an awful lot more than that. My suspicion is that their main focus will be on existing borrowers and reducing the financial burden upon those. So I would imagine they will be talking quite heavily to the banking industry and saying, okay, how are you going to help the people who are coming to the end of their fixed rate deal? And I think there you will see quite a lot of forbearance from the banks. I think they've learned their lessons from the early 1990s around that. And whilst I don't think you'll see wholesale mortgage holidays, you could see, for example, mortgage terms pushed out for borrowers. They may have a holiday on the capital repayment element of their mortgage. That's another option that the banks will be looking at just to ease the pressures on that part of society.
What, fundamentally, and we were talking about building 300,000 homes just briefly, longer term, does that shore up this market? Does that put a foundation under the sheer lack of homes?
Yeah, well, look, the government has got itself in a real muddle around house building and house building targets. It supported the house building industry significantly through Help to Buy for a period. And the changes that it put in place to have pretty rigid house building targets at a local level, again, meant that the house builders have been operating in very strong trading market conditions. But as much as the housing market has gone through this change, so the conditions for those house builders have changed quite dramatically. They now don't have the support of Help to Buy. They're facing much more difficult market conditions with particular pressures on first-time buyers. I think it'll be first-time buyers and buy-to-let investors who probably bear the brunt of these affordability issues. And as we've seen through Parliament, they also face a much less certain planning environment because you remove the targets, there isn't the emphasis for the local authorities to bring forward planning consents.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB Digital Radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.